And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hi everybody, good morning and welcome. Right around the country, we are beaming with the House of Wellness into every corner of this land, into Sydney's 2GB, Melbourne's 3AW, 4BC in Brisbane, across to 5AA in Adelaide, and way out west. Hello to everyone listening in Perth via 6PR. It is Ed Phillips here, the hour dedicated to your health and well-being. A bit of a reboot at this point of the weekend. Lovely to be co-hosting today with Channel 7's Sally Obermater. Hi, Sal.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
And our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist, celebrating a magnificent milestone this week. Cheryl Quigley.
Yay, hey, hey. Happy birthday, GQ.
Thank you, Sally. I didn't think 50 would be so much fun. So much fun, and I'm almost just now a couple of years behind Ed. I'm so excited.
You are at an age where you are expected, in cricketing parlance, to go on and make a century.
Well, look, I'll be there. I want you by my side, Ed.
Can we say the number? It's a big number.
Oh, come on.
It's a big
50.
Number.
50?
I think, this is my theory on birthdays. Always think they are absolutely worth celebrating. They are truly a milestone.
When it's a big one, like this one.
Yeah, well, it is a big one.
Oh, and can't help
but it's
himself,
something to be
Sally.
Proud of, because we all know what the alternative is.
Yeah.
And so it's like you're either having a birthday or you're not. And if you're not, well, that's unfortunate. So if you are, enjoy it. Yeah. I think it's great.
That's so true. And as Philippa said, you know, it's important that we are together for this. And she said, behind every successful man is a woman who just rolls her eyes.
She's a genius, Philippa.
Yeah, so I take that on board most days. But look, thank you for your best wishes. It's been a wonderful week. Continues on today with a little get together. So it's just good fun.
Can I say the number?
If you want.
80. It's incredible. Oh.
He's not 80. You're so mean, Ed.
My solicitor's been listening this morning, so you can expect to hear from him. No, it's not quite. You can take off. I'm a very proud 70, and I feel 45.
Totally. Fantastic. And wonderful.
It is, honestly, GQ, you bring all the energy and joy, like, every single week. It's just a privilege to work with you. You're
now,
beautiful.
Gee, thank you, Sally. He doesn't say that.
Well, I believe there's something of a magnificent knees-up planned for later on this afternoon.
Yes, there is. Yes,
the
there's a lunchtime knees-up.
And dearest. So this is going to be great. Now, all the daughters coming, grandchildren.
Yes. Yes, the lot.
Friends from far and wide.
Far and wide.
Mm. Okay.
Not so many from Sydney, but still. It's, yes. You know.
Is that his way of saying we didn't get invited?
Well, it's not.
On,
it's
on,
saying
up.
We were invited, but just like we're together on, I think, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So I think he wanted flights and accommodation, Sal, and I wouldn't come to that.
The poor guy is sick of me, to be fair, so he has to look at me
every week. Not at all. No, never be sick of you. But, you know, from a more serious note, though, isn't it wonderful that we're celebrating Remembrance Day? And right around Australia today, there'll be people listening to us that are going off into their little country towns and having a celebration or a little ceremony. So well done for 11 o'clock for all of those people.
Well, nice.
Absolutely.
It's 100 years today, I think, that finally the guns fell silent. So we're commemorating that today at 11 around the country as well. And you have your own commemoration taking place as well. Let's talk healthy things because we're going to look in the A to Z of vitamins, a fabulous way to turbocharge our health.
Yes. A to Z today, we're looking at a North American herb called cranberry. Now, this has been around for a while, and it's got some traditional uses. But in 10 years' time, when we're sitting here in this studio, we will be saying, I remember, Gerald, when you were talking about cranberry and its other uses. So we'll talk very briefly about urinary tract infections, which are a major issue, particularly for ladies.
Yes.
But let's talk about that a little later.
Okay, its other uses, i.e. not in cocktails in Manhattans and things.
Well, look, it adds a bit of flavour and colour.
Yes. Interestingly, tomorrow kicks off antibiotic Antibiotic Awareness Week. I didn't realise, but we are, as a country, one of the heaviest users of antibiotics. The flip side of that is we're having these immunity issues now too.
Yes, we are.
And indeed, the World Health Organization is saying it's becoming something of a global crisis. So we'll have a look at that and chat with Dr. Jeannie Yu a little bit later on, just after this break as well, and get her thoughts on that. Our lines are open, by the way, 13 12 78, from wherever you're listening to us, right around the country, 13 12 78. Any calls you have for our birthday boy, for our delightful Sally, who's going to whip up something nutritious and delicious as well. And we'd love to hear from you. Get yourself in the draw to win the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher. Now, as if one delightful Sally is not enough, Gerald, we're going to have a second delightful Sally.
How exciting is this?
Oh, no, Steph, I got it wrong. I got a bit.
You're thinking the other Sally.
There's Sally Fitzgibbons.
That's
right. The other Australian Surfing World Champion, six-times champion, Steph Gilmore, joining us a little bit later on.
I love Steph. She's an absolute superstar.
Yeah, and I think
can't wait
just
to chat with her.
30 now. She won her first world title as a teenager. Incredible. In her first year as a pro. So she's going to chat about health and how she keeps on top of everything as well and balances travelling the world to far-flung corners, chasing the perfect wave as well. So we're all set to go. We'd love to hear from you across the course of the next hour or so. Why don't we grab a call now? 13 12 78 is our number. Eddie in Richmond. We have another Eddie. We've got Sally's, Steph's, left, right and centre. Hi, Eddie. How can we help you out?
Good morning to all of you. General, is it?
Yes, Gerald, Eddie.
Standing by
we're all listening. How can we help?
Oh, thank you. Look, a son of a friend of mine, he's got low thyroid function, and it's been causing like dizziness, and the other day he collapsed. They didn't want to ring. I said, I'll do it for you. And they said it's low in iron, and he's not absorbing iron, and that they took some tablets for iron. He's feeling better, but still a little bit dizzy. So what? Why you think, Gerald, he's not absorbing? He's only 17. He's not absorbing iron.
There's lots of reasons, Eddie, and there are a significant number of people who can't absorb iron for all sorts of reasons. Firstly, the thyroid issue is serious, and it's terrific they've picked that up, and he'll probably be given some sort of thyroid medication, which is really important he takes every day, strictly according to the instructions that his doctor has given. The tablets that he's...
Yeah. Once he start taking it, he can't stop, Gerald?
But that's okay. No, and that's okay. It sounds dreadful, but what it's doing is actually getting his thyroid hormone levels back to where they should be. So the threat of taking them all the time is no big deal if it means that he's going to lead a long and healthy life. So don't worry about that, and he needs to be encouraged to stick to that, because sometimes at 17, like Ed was at 17, he knew everything and didn't take any notice of what was going on. So encourage that little guy to do that. But from an iron perspective, sometimes iron tablets constipate, so there are other ways of getting iron. It comes in an effervescent sachet that you can add to water, which is pleasant and non-constipating, and there are also vegetable-based iron mixtures. So if his tummy starts to react to the iron, there are other options. But it's really about encouraging him, and he will be fine, Eddie. So add our thoughts to him, please.
Yeah, something of the mini engine of the body, the thyroid, isn't it? It's a hard work.
Massive. Yeah. Massive. And if it starts to malfunction, there are these obscure symptoms, Ed, that often aren't picked up. And then someone says, righto, let's do a more thorough investigation of thyroid function, and it all comes together.
Yeah. Yep. So from a food point of view, I would say, Eddie, if he is eating any kind of, say, red meat or whatever, then he should consume that with something with vitamin C, because that will help increase the iron absorption. So that's not instead of what GQ's saying, just if he does if he's eating red meat, make sure he's having, like, say, a glass of OJ with it, because that will help.
Oh, yum. By the way, what are you cooking up that is both nutritious and delicious today?
I'm doing a really quick midweek stir fry. Yeah. Ginger sticks, I call it. Ginger sticks, beef. It's a quick beef stir fry. It's really delicious. It's full of veggies, which is important. It's got the iron.
Just
wrote that as well there with the beef. And it's, as always, flavoursome. So,
Sally, don't forget the iron content of pastry.
That's right, because you want me to turn it into a pie.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
fantastic stuff. 13 12 78 is our number right around the country. That is our number. We'd love to hear from you across the course of the hour here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse. Help support memory and focus with Flawless Keen Mind, and restore your sleep with Flawless Redorman Fort, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, the misery of hay fever is nothing to sneeze at, is it? Try Azanair Nasal Spray Hay Fever Relief to treat the symptoms of allergic rhinitis. Now, whether it's dogs or cats making you snuffle, pollen, grass seeds. Just check out Azonair. Nasal congestion and sneezing and watery, itchy eyes aren't what you need when you're trying to enjoy lovely, warm springtime weather. So get some relief. Clear out your allergies, but not your wallet, with Azonair nasal spray at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Nice to have your company. This is the House of Wellness. Our number is 131873. I may have said the wrong one earlier, Sal. 131873. A lot on my mind, and there was big numbers in there with Gerald's birthday as well.
That's right. Threw you off, didn't it?
131873, right around the country. If you add all those up, that is your actual years, Gerald.
Yeah, now, just get on with it.
Tomorrow begins Antibiotic Awareness Week, a really important one because antibiotic resistance is one of the biggest concerns in the world right now. The World Health Organization are calling it a global crisis, in fact. Worryingly, here in Australia, we have one of the highest prescribing rates in the world. And to explain what it is and why it is such a concern, we're joined by MedicineWise medical advisor and GP, Dr. Jeannie Yu. Nice to have you back with us, Dr. Jeannie.
Lovely to be with you as well, Ed.
Well, I guess is it as simple as us having too many antibiotics coursing through our veins, we develop this resistance? What does it mean technically?
So antibiotic resistance is actually something that develops in bacteria. So rather than being about our own bodies, it's when bacteria are exposed to antibiotics, they change and become resistant to their effects. And what it means is those antibiotics are less effective against that infection.
Okay, and why is that such a major concern?
Antibiotics are a really important type of medicine, and we need them to treat serious bacterial infections. But as we overuse and misuse antibiotics and more antibiotic resistance develops, it means that we're less and less able to treat those serious infections.
Jeannie, wonderful to speak with you this morning, and this is a really important week for pharmacists and all health practitioners. How do we take away the blasé feeling that people have about antibiotics? That, and I'm sure you know people that speak to Auntie Flo, who's got a little supply because they've got a sniffle, and they take them for a couple of days and then stop, and that just adds to the problem. So how do we educate people that we need much more respect towards a powerful, and every one of them is powerful, how do we engender that respect?
I think that there is an increasing awareness of the concept of antibiotic resistance, and our research certainly shows that more people realise that it's actually affecting us right now. So, for example, NPS MedicineWise did a survey of 2,500 consumers, and the number that think that antibiotic resistance is a problem now has actually more than doubled in recent years, from 11% in 2015 to 25% in 2017. But people may not realise that it's a problem that's affecting us right now here in Australia, and it's actually already impacting on our ability to manage serious infections. So as individuals and as a community, it's already causing problems. Mm. I think that the other thing is that people might not realise that the actions that they take as individuals, collectively, it's actually making a difference. Yes. And so, you know, perhaps it's one of those situations where you think, oh, antibiotic resistance, it's a big, huge global problem. What can I do about it? But in fact, there are things that we as individuals can do as well.
Of course. Yes. Now, that's great.
We have a rather timely call from Mary, who's standing by in Tullamarine this morning. Mary, you might be able to call on the expertise of Dr. Jeannie as well with your question.
Yeah, thank you, because I've been asking the question a lot. My husband has chronic sepsis. Mm. So for the last year, he's been on 2 Rifidins and 6 Fusidin a day.
Yes.
And he will be on that for some time to come. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if the sepsis comes back, does that mean his body won't be able to fight the infection?
Yeah, Jeannie, would you like a comment first, perhaps reassuring Mary that there's a specific reason that her husband's taking them? That's important, isn't it?
Yes. So Mary, your husband's situation is one of those situations where antibiotics are crucial and where it's really important for him to have antibiotics available to him that will work against that infection, and it sounds like he does. Down the track, once that infection has been effectively treated, I guess it depends on if it comes back, it depends on what the nature of the reinfection actually is.
They're actually telling him that he's got it forever, it'll never go away, which means that, like, continuing to take the antibiotics, if his body becomes immune to that, and it does come back, he won't be able to fight it, or am I not correct in that?
Go
ahead, Jean. You know, well, and it's all about risk versus benefit, Mary. You know, your doctor makes a call on the benefits to your husband in taking the long-term antibiotics. The risk is there, but I think the most important thing to understand that your man is taking them for a specific reason. And a lot of our issues have come because of the misunderstanding between simple viral infections and things that our body will get over and slipping into a course of antibiotics. So, Jeannie, you would probably agree that this is life-saving, potentially, for Mary's husband. So he should continue taking them and be followed by the guidance given by his advisors.
That's very much the case. And in your husband's situation, that's an example of why we need to make sure that in other situations where antibiotics actually aren't needed, we don't take them so that resource is available for serious situations such as those that your husband is in.
Now, clearly, in recent times, our antibiotic use has been on the rise. Is it simply a matter of curbing this, you know, and not over-prescribing like we seem to be doing at the moment?
Yes, well, antibiotic use is on the increase globally. And in Australia, we do actually have a relatively high level of using antibiotics, and it's higher than some comparable countries, such as the UK and the Netherlands. And so it's very important. The more that antibiotics are overused and misused, the greater the risk of antibiotic resistance. And so we do have a responsibility to actually start using antibiotics only when they're needed and exactly the way that they should be used.
Doctor, a lot of people will be thinking, can't we just create stronger antibiotics?
Well, look, it would be nice to think that whenever we have a problem that there'll be a solution that will, you know, that will definitely appear when we need it. But in fact, what's happening is that the rate at which resistance to antibiotics, and it's not that people's bodies become resistant, it's that the bacteria become resistant to the effect of the antibiotic. So that is actually accelerating. So even though we might develop more antibiotics, it's becoming more and more quick that bacteria become resistant to their effects. We can also see that the pipeline for new antibiotics is quite small. So we're not actually getting as many new antibiotics developed as in the past. But from both sides of it, we actually need to understand that antibiotics are actually a limited resource, you know, like water or other kinds of limited resources. And we have to use it really carefully.
Yep. All right. Appreciate your time this morning, Doc. Have a fabulous week with the Antibiotic Resistance and World Antibiotic Awareness Week message getting out as of tomorrow. Nice to speak with you again, as always.
Lovely to be on the program.
You're always the conduit between the doctor and the patient, I guess. Are there just basic mistakes people are making when taking a course of antibiotics that you see over and over?
It's fairly complex, Ed, and in a society, and Sally, with young kids and you as well, there is always pressure when your kids get sick to get them as well as quickly as possible. And often we've probably in the past relied on a simple, perceived a simple course of antibiotics to get the children back. I remember my first boss in the bush said, a course of antibiotics for the common cold will work in a week. But if you don't take them, it'll probably take you 7 days to get better. And I've never forgotten that.
Isn't that great? I
think that's really important that we look at simpler ways so that when the need for an antibiotic, as in Mary's husband, arises, we've got something that's going to work because it can become a heck of a problem.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get some more of your calls in just a sec. 131873 is our number. This is the House of Wellness. Back in a sec.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse. Help support memory and focus with Flawless Keen Mind and restore your sleep with Flawless Redorman Fort. Available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, tooth decay and gum disease develops when plaque is allowed to build up on teeth and along the gum line too, which is why flossing is so important for oral hygiene. And for those who've had tooth cavities, well, you'll know, they're no fun at all. So put your best tooth forward and check out the Waterpik Water Flosser from Chemist Warehouse. Now, this pulsating jet of water helps remove up to 99.9% of plaque in treated areas, an incredibly effective way to floss. An excellent Christmas gift idea too. The Waterpik Water Flosser is now only $144.99 from Chemist Warehouse. You can fight tooth decay and gum disease and get that smile back. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Our experts are here for you, Sally Obermater, along with Gerald Quigley, the birthday boy, and our line is 131873. We're going to dish up something fabulous in just a sec, but take your calls too. Andy's in Frankston standing by this morning. Hi, Andy.
Yeah, hi guys. Look, I have a question for Gerald in relation adrenal rushes.
Yeah.
I had phenomenal adrenal rushes last week to the point where I actually texted my husband as I was out shopping and said I'm high as a kite, because that's how I felt. I could have run a marathon.
Okay.
And then I rode a bike for an hour and nothing helped it.
Nothing settled it down.
Mm-hmm. No, nothing settled it down. Mm-hmm. I mean, it finally did go away, but I ended up going to hospital because I spoke to a doctor that I know, and he said, look, you know, you could be in AF.
Yes,
which I'm not, and I've had a lot checked out. But my question is, how can I reduce my cortisol levels? Because, I mean, I think it's stress from work.
Yes.
But how can I reduce my cortisol levels? Is there any over-the-counter medication that I can use, like naturopathic-type stuff that I can use?
Yes, there are, Andy. And usually these things are stress-related, and we throw the word around, and stress means something different to every single person. But there are some very good adrenal gland supporting herbal products around, and the one of choice is they all contain withania, so that's withania, and there's a number of different ones available, all which tend to settle the highs and lows of adrenal fatigue and adrenal rushes. And it's all about reacting to stress is good for you, but your body should be able to settle down within a reasonable time and get things back under control. So yeah. Look at your sleep patterns. Look at your food.
Sleep is terrible.
Is terrible?
Well, I can't help it. I really struggle. Like, I can go to sleep, no problem. Then I'm awake at quite often 2-3 o'clock in the morning for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, and that's all about sleeping hygiene, so you've got to get yourself in the frame of mind for sleep. Good. And we've talked about herbal combinations for sleep, and I don't want to give the impression that taking a pill is going to solve everything here, but the combination of hops and valerian has been shown to make a difference within 2 to 4 weeks of quality sleep, particularly for a person with a busy mind, and that sounds like you. So look at those options. Don't hesitate to let us know or drop me a note through houseofwellness.com.au, and I'm delighted to just fine-tune some of the things depending on the results you get. So don't just fly off and get them and think we've forgotten you. Mm-hmm. Keep in touch and we'll see what we can do.
That's what we do here. Sally, what have you got to make today? See what I did there? What have you got?
Very clever. I'm going to do something in the wok, which I gather is why you said that.
Gosh, I'm relieved.
That's right. Yeah. I'm going to do quick sticks ginger beef. So basically it's a really good, sometimes I'm looking for these midweek meals that just streamline your evening. So this unpacks in the veggies, which is important. I've given you 5 veggies in here, and it's really simple. So basically in a non-stick frying pan, you'll heat up a little bit of olive oil. You'll add in some onion and some red capsicum. You'll stir fry it until it's almost cooked through. Then you'll add in some green beans and a little bit of bok choy. Again, couple more minutes, get it all kind of cooked through and soft, transfer it across into a bowl, and then a little bit more olive oil, and then you've got your beef. So you'll just quickly give that a bit of a pan fry with some garlic and some ginger. So I love using garlic and ginger. It's good for your immunity. It's good for your health. You know, I know people go on about, you know, garlic and bad breath, but it's, you know, it's fine. Your loved ones won't mind. As long as you share the food with them, it's fine.
Yeah.
Give that a bit of a stir fry. Get the meat cooked through. Add your veggies back in and a little bit of sauce. I've given you some soy sauce and some sambal oleic, which is basically like a chili paste. You can get that at the supermarket. It's spicy. If you don't like it, then just do the soy sauce and some sesame seeds. And it is so delicious. Yum. And it's beautiful. If you want, you can cook it with, you can have some, cook it, do it with rice. You can do it with noodles if you want. Gerald, I know you want yours as a pie. So it's a really easy midweek meal. Ticks all your veggies and ticks all your big immunity busters.
Let me do the fussy child check. Yep. Are your daughters fussy eaters or do they get?
Annabelle is a very fussy eater. Right. So she's a very, like, no food is to be mixed together. So if I was doing this for her. I know. It's a nightmare. So I would have to do the beef for her separately and then I would give her all her vegetables raw. So she's my raw
child.
So
no food is to be mixed together, yet she can happily wear a dress over some pants
unmatching
shoes.
She went to dinner the other day just dressed as Harry
Potter.
That's
a style.
But never let the food touch each other.
Okay.
No, it is a challenge. And having dinner last night, magnificent eye fillet with that Philip had done with our two youngest grandsons, and Flynn and I eyeballed each other and we decided that we may be a little dark as we slowly worked our way through his meal. But the choice of an ice cream cake after dinner took us over the edge and everything came good.
Old skills, ice cream cake.
Love it.
Fabulous. If you want that recipe, we went pretty quick. Just have a look at our website, houseofwellness.com.au. It'll be there and some of Sal's other delicious creations are there as well. All right, to Nola, we're coming to you now. Good morning in Hoppers Crossing.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Nola.
Yes, I have a question about metformin.
Sure.
And I was just a bit concerned. It was prescribed to me by my doctor, and then she sent me on to another doctor who really doubled the dose, and I got a little bit concerned. He put me on the 1,000 slow release, and he wanted me to take two at once, and I don't really know what it does, and I just like your views on it.
Yeah, Nola, look, it depends what you're using it for. It's very commonly prescribed for blood sugar levels.
Yes.
But it's all, is that why you're taking it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And it's very important also too, and this gets back to communication, which we talk about so often, that you're given the clear guidelines as to why you are taking metformin, and more especially what you can expect to change having taken the course. And so if it's blood sugar, are you checking your blood sugar levels, Nola, or is it part of an all-over metabolic issue you might have?
Yes, checking my blood sugar levels. They've gone down a little. Yes.
Okay. So, and was that an issue? Was that why you went to the doctor in the first place, or this was just discovered as part of routine testing?
More or less discovered as part of routine. I go to it regularly, yes. So.
Okay. Now, my suggestion is that those things you've talked about with the three of us this morning, you write down on a piece of paper.
Yes.
And you say to your doctor, look, I know you're in a rush, but I've got some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I taking this? What should I expect to notice from changes? And these are your rights to ask these questions, Nola. Mm-hmm. What should I, and bear in mind too, if you're going to be taking metformin long term, and it might happen, having been reassured that you will see benefits, you need to speak to your pharmacist about vitamin B12.
All right.
Because it depletes your levels or it doesn't allow you to absorb and digest vitamin B12. So you've got to replace that deficiency which will be caused. And it's very, very important that you do that because otherwise you can get a couple of other issues that will crop up. So that's the single suggestion I've got along with
getting
answers to your questions, Nola.
Lovely.
Good on you, Nola. Right. Appreciate you for the call. 131873 is our number. More of your queries coming up in just a sec here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse. Help support memory and focus with Flawless King Mind and restore your sleep with Flawless Redorman Fort. Available from Chemist Warehouse.
Lovely to be sharing your Sunday morning with you. Now, like many, you may not give too much thought as to how you brush your teeth, but it matters a great deal. And how often you brush and how long you brush, including also the kind of technique and toothbrush you use, are all major influences on the effectiveness of your brushing. Elegant and intelligent, the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold electric toothbrush from Chemist Warehouse is the world's smartest toothbrush. With the help of the Oral-B app, its unique whitening mode intelligently guides the round brush head, giving you whiter and brighter teeth from day one. So you can brush like a pro with the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold electric toothbrush for $174.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Alongside me, Ed Phillips, I have Sally Obermater, I have Gerald Quigley standing by as well, who's been celebrating his big birthday this week. And I've got a nice picture just sent to me from your wife, Philippa, showing your grandsons, Sam and Flynn, who stayed at your place overnight. Sam's just found your article in the Wellness magazine in today's Sunday papers.
Yes, it's a list out today, isn't it?
Yeah, and apparently your neighbour just delivered the paper to your door. So the boys are holding up the article rather proudly.
Oh, how cute! Yeah, so,
waiting for you when you get back.
That still doesn't offset the fact that Flynn was beside our bed this morning at 4:45. So you've got a long way to go, Flynn, before we...
to redeem himself.
There's nothing, I think, more hilarious and quite frightening than when you open your eyes to find a child, like literally the whites of their eyeballs staring at you and you're like...
Yes, yes, and it's pitch dark. Mind you, we've been through this cell. This is the second time round occasionally and it takes a while. You get out of practice.
Yes.
So I'm up and ready for the party and you go, but the party's in 7 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
Please, go back to sleep. Anyway, let's get to more of your calls. 131873. Pam, standing by in Footscray. Hello to you.
Hello, Pam.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
We're well, thanks.
My son was overseas 5 months and he came home with a staph infection which went to his heart.
So is he taking antibiotics, Pam?
He's been on hospital and at home. He's been on antibiotics for 6 weeks every day.
Yes.
It's just stopped that. Would he be more prone to infections?
He can be, Pam, and it's an opportune time to mention a probiotic that's quite specific to protect your tummy when you're taking antibiotics, and it's called Saccharomyces. It's a very long word, but you can recall it by the two letters S for Sam, B for Betty. So SB, and your pharmacist will have those, and your little bloke can have this right alongside his antibiotic without affecting the quality and the effectiveness of that antibiotic. So it's a protective probiotic, Saccharomyces or SB, and he probably will find that his tummy will be a lot happier if he started taking it.
Yeah, he's been his antibiotics. Yeah.
Okay. Could
I ask you quickly another question?
Yes. Yes.
My doctor, I've got a neuromuscular disease, which affects my memory.
Yes.
And he's prescribed, which is my neuropsychiatrist, Sudafed.
Yes.
He said it helps with early signs of dementia.
Yes.
Which I haven't got, but I do have short-term memory issues.
Yes. Yeah. So this is the drink, Pam, is it?
I think so, yes.
Yes. Now, look, it actually is a brilliant product. It was developed by by some companies in the European Economic Community. So if your doctor suggested that, Pam, please follow his instructions and just use that each day.
Thank you, Pam. A to Z of vitamins time. We're looking at a fabulous and very potent solution here today in cranberry.
Cranberry, Ed, North American Indian started this years ago, and we realised that, I wasn't around then, even though you'd say I was. In those days, it wasn't really recognised, but it has two functions. It's bacteriostatic, which means it tends to stop bacteria from thriving. And it works in an anti-adhesive. So when you've got pathogenic bacteria, they've got to cling to something to grow. Mm. And what cranberry does is stop them. It's a soapy sort of herb, and it stops them from adhering. So from a urinary tract infection perspective, the E. coli in the bladder stick to the walls of the bladder and thrive. And simply by stopping them sticking to the wall of the bladder, cranberry makes an enormous difference. So for those folk who have ongoing issues with urinary tract infections, cranberry is an ideal herb. And it also is a deodorising herb. And I know it's breakfast time, but a realistic issue with particularly with older ladies who sometimes find their smooth muscle tone isn't as strong and there is a little bit of leakage. Cranberry deodorises, and that's very important because it takes away any potential embarrassment that they might have. So great stuff, and it's got lots of other, at this stage, unidentified benefits, But look, stay with us, because over the next few years you'll find some other amazing things.
How much would you have to take, GQ?
It comes, Sally, in a couple of different ways. And you can drink juice, but it should be a sugar-free juice. But you really can't drink enough to get a therapeutic benefit.
Yes.
So if you've got an issue, take it in a strong capsule form once or twice a day, depending on the brand you choose. You will reap the benefits quickly.
Quick question, Ree Cranberry. John is standing by in Melbourne patiently. Hi, John. We're
Hello,
coming to
John.
You eventually. Thanks for your patience.
Hello.
Hi,
how
mate.
Can we help you, John?
I'm taking glucosamine.
Yes.
And I'm also taking magnesium.
Yes.
So I'm not too sure why I'm taking the magnesium.
The magnesium, John, is wonderful for sleep quality at night time. It's a tension reliever. And it's particularly good at getting rid of tight muscles. So if you find that you wake up a little stiff in the morning, then magnesium is just ideal. And glucosamine, you know, is for your joints.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Let us know how you get along too, John. We'd love to hear from you. Houseofwellness.com.au is our website as well, and our number 131873. Got time maybe for a call or two after this quick break here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse. Help support memory and focus with Flawless Keen Mind and restore your sleep with Flawless Weedorman Fort. Available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, in springtime, the misery of hay fever really ramps up and it's nothing to sneeze at. Well, you can try the Azanair Nasal Spray Hay Fever Relief to treat the symptoms of allergic rhinitis. It might be dogs or cats causing it in you, or perhaps even pollen or grass seeds. But check out Azanair. Nasal congestion and sneezing, along with watery, itchy eyes, aren't what you need when you're trying to enjoy lovely, warm spring weather. So get some relief and clear out your allergies, but not your wallet, with Azanair Nasal Spray at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Sal and I were just looking at some of the beautiful pictures of them harvesting the cranberries in North America, and these big lakes. The lakes turn beautiful crimson
it's
red, don't they?
Incredible. And the thing about cranberry, which I always find really fascinating, is actually the biggest sort of cranberry farmers, they're all families.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it's actually been passed down from generation to generation. It's a privately owned kind of... what's the word for it? Like a co-op kind of.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. By the way, our A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy for healthy energy and vitality. Try New Zealand's number one premium supplement, now available in Australia. Quick call from Jill. We're coming to you in Carrum Downs, our last one for the hour here at the House of Wellness. Hi, Jill.
Hi, good morning to you all.
Good morning, Jill. How can we help?
Oh, I've been tested for, is it Helicobacter?
Yep, H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
tummy
so the
bug.
Doctor put me on amoxicillin and some other really, really strong antibiotic, and I was on Nexium for 2 weeks. The side effects were really bad, but anyway, I got through it, and it did take it away, but now I feel it's starting to come back.
Yeah, look, it's worth a chat again, Jill, and don't be surprised if you do that breath test again. Look, if you've told, well, we've done everything we can, please just give us a ring back next week. I've got some suggestions.
All righty. You're off to celebrate your birthday.
I am.
Which I know is a few days ago, but, like, the celebrations for such a big number.
It's been an all week. It's just gone. No,
it's
look,
a
it's
festival.
The number. It's not about the number. The just changing topic very briefly, the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse this morning was Nola from Hoppers Crossing, who raised that question on metformin. Again, an example of finding out as much as you can about the medication, either from the doctor or the pharmacist.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Agree.
Happy birthday, old fella. We'll see you. We're going to do the TV version of the House of Wellness from midday today on Channel 7. James Tobin's going to teach us what households waste in food every day, every week, every year. It's enough if you save it up to buy yourself a beautiful car.
Wow.
Over 10 years.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. That still, it all adds up.
It all adds up. We'll have a look at the big topic, too. All the Aussies living in pain and how to manage that as well. And we've got plenty of good stuff coming. The sensational and inspiring Churia Pitt on the way. See you from midday.